It's good to see everyone here. Good to see everyone here tonight. Good to see our visitors. We're thankful for you being here and never want to take that for granted. The blessings that we have in this life. And one thing that we're going to be talking about in the month of January, I'll be having the devotionals all month. And we're going to be talking about things that we need to control. Things we need to control. Our theme this year is generation to generation. Hopefully that the older generation can help the younger, and the younger can help the older. Hope, pray, and trust that just because we're older, we think that the younger cannot help us. I don't think any of us believe that. But when we consider things we need to control, tonight we want to talk about controlling our anxieties. Controlling our anxieties. Next week we'll talk about anger, then the following week lust, the next week our tongue, and the final week ourselves. People around us are concerned about many things. They're concerned about money, they're concerned about food and clothing, they're concerned about shelter, their business, their health, concerned about all manner of things, and rightfully so. I mean, we live in this world, and because we live in this world, we take on the attitude sometimes of this world. When we consider the things that are caused by anxiety, or the results of an anxiety, depression, panic attacks, tension, worry, restlessness, agitation, irritation. I mean, all of these things are associated with being anxious. Causes sadness and causes fatigue, causes us to look at ourselves as if we don't have any type of value. But I want to say on tonight that that's not true. Anxiety is true, but you having no value, it's not true at all. As a matter of fact, whether a person is in Christ or not, they have great value because God sent his son for them. But when we consider anxiety, I researched this and I thought about some of the things that I found, and it's interesting that many restless nights, many agitated attitudes are because of being anxious. I guarantee you, there'll be always someone that say, well, there's nothing wrong with being anxious. Paul said, be anxious for nothing. For nothing. What we want to do is develop our conscience. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, in verse number 28, if you turn your Bibles there, we'll find Jesus saying something very powerful, and I believe this principle can be extrapolated from this particular text. And make no mistake about it, the principle is just as binding as a command. When we think about this, friends, Matthew 11, verse 28, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Jesus is the one that gives rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Literally, be my student. Be my student. Come to me. I have a couple of things in my notes that people go to. Go to drinking, go to drugs, go to alcohol, go to sex, go to all types of things on the internet. They go to these things that release them, that calm them down. But truth be told, friends, what calms us down is going to Jesus. It's not only spiritual, it's psychological. It's mental. It's emotional. Why? Because going to Jesus, I am then humbling myself as a student, as a pupil, as one that says, okay, you have all of the answers, I have none. So, how do I control anxiety? Well, Matthew 6, verse 34, there the Bible teaches us, be anxious for nothing, but do not be concerned about tomorrow. Most of our problems come, what's going to happen to me tomorrow? Doesn't matter. Let's deal with today. Today has enough in and of itself. Friends, these are good topics that I believe we're going to be embarking on And friends, I want us to be thankful that God has given us life and has given us more abundantly. He has given us this life. So let's not be concerned. Let's not be worried about things that we shouldn't be concerned about. So take no thought for tomorrow. So what should I be taking thought of? My study life. My prayer life. I need to be taking thought of those things. My fellowship with the brethren. I guarantee you many of the problems that we have in this world is because we're either in fellowship with the wrong people or not in fellowship with the right. It is so true that evil communication corrupts good morals. It's true. And because that's true, God says, I want you to be in fellowship with me. I can take away all of your anxieties. And friends, I know that's true. And anytime there's anxiety, and I'm not talking about things, and I'm not backtracking on this, but I'm not talking about things from a physical perspective, but those things that we bring upon ourselves emotionally and mentally. Friends, when we go to God and we go to Jesus like we're supposed to, friends, I know for a fact it works. It works. You can rest at night. It doesn't matter what comes your way. Friends, there is not a person on the face of the earth that's going to deal with anything that Jesus himself has not dealt with. As a matter of fact, we know that the things that he dealt with far exceeds anything that a man could deal with on the face of this earth. We can go to him. So, five things I want us to consider. Number one, consider Hebrews 12 verse 1, looking to Jesus. Consider that. Number two, Hebrews 12 and verse number 3, consider Jesus. Now, I wish I had an hour tonight, but I don't. Consider Jesus? You know what that means? That I'm contemplating, I'm thinking about the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed, what he went through. Hebrews 2 and verse number 9, but we see Jesus. We see Jesus. We've got to see him for who he is. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Love Jesus. In Luke 9:23, Jesus said, if any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Let's live for Jesus. How do we control anxiety? That's how you do it. That's just a little snippet of how to control our anxieties. What are you anxious about? I know one thing. If you're a child of God, you have eternal salvation. If you was to press a dying pillar tonight, God himself will tell you, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I make you ruler over many. There's nothing for you to be anxious about. I believe that with all of my heart. Question. Do you believe that? If not, we want you to. We want you to believe that. Because you live what you believe. And that's why Jesus said, why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Jesus is going to judge us, not just upon our words, but our actions. We live what we believe. So let's do that. All of us have struggles. Man born of a woman is a few days full of trouble. That's just the way life is. But we don't have to allow it to consume us. But we can allow the word of God to consume us. And when we do that, God will get the glory. If you're not a child of God, we want you to be. We want you to be considering following the Lord Jesus Christ. I told the young people in class that Jesus leads all men to heaven if they want to follow him. Do you want to follow? Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to turn away from sin. It's repentance. Friends, you can't follow Jesus unless you repent. Tell your nay, except you repent, shall all likewise perish. Confess Jesus Christ to be Lord. Be buried in water for the remission of your sins, and God will save you. It's one thing about having a saved conscience. A man can look another man in his face. A man can even look death in his face when his conscience has been cleansed by the blood of Christ. If you're a child of God, you need special prayer. Let us do that for you as we stand, as we sing, Savior's invitation.